Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Tom Schallert with a community comment. After more than 28 years as CEO at Northern California Community Blood Bank, I retired on Friday, August 17th. When I joined the Blood Center in 1990, we had 13 employees and collected about 5,000 donations. I came here from a blood center that collected over 400,000 blood donations with more than 1,000 employees. The job change was dramatic, but my responsibility was the same. I had to work with staff, board, and volunteers to provide an adequate supply of blood and related products to the patients and hospitals we serve, provide a safe blood supply by following the regulations and requirements, do the first and second in a fiscally sound manner that ensured the financial stability of the blood center. We have met these local blood services needs because we have worked with our community and have one of the highest percentages nationwide of our local population giving blood. We are quite efficient in reminding donors when they're eligible to give. Staff are friendly and skilled at what they do. They care about the donor and the patient who will receive that donor's blood. They know that in all areas of work, we are the conduit between the donor and the patient. So I want to thank all the thousands of donors who have donated. Donors have been my inspiration for decades. With support from our board of directors, Blood Bank staff have been involved in many local community events and serve on many local boards throughout our community. Our board supports participation in blood banking nationally, so we're part of many trade and education associations, and I had the privilege to be president of several of them. We have provided the latest technology to ensure safety, and we're one of the first to have wireless and paperless donor registration and automated blood collection processing. The board has encouraged staff to be involved internationally. We've been to Nigeria for assessments and training. Nigerians have been to our blood center. We have trained in volunteer donor recruitment in Ukraine and trained blood collection staff in Kyrgyzstan and wrote training programs that are used in several countries. I'm proud of the fact we are such a giving community. I'm proud of what we've been able to accomplish so much, even though we are one of the smallest blood centers in the United States. I'm proud of what we have done and accomplished internationally, and I will continue working to help ensure volunteer blood is available for patients in other countries. One of our exciting projects you will hear more about soon is the development of our very first electric, battery-operated, eco-friendly blood mobile. We are in final design stage and hope to be operational by spring 2019. In closing, I want to say, as Shakespeare did, evermore thanks to all of you. I've appreciated the opportunity and hope that you will support our new CEO, Kate Whithouse. This is Tom Schallert with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.